And joining us now, our great friend from Sports Illustrated, Peter King. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Vic, my pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Browns are doing pretty well, Peter, with back-to-back wins for the first time since late September of 2011. So a little bit of traction, four wins in their last seven games. What's that mean or say to you?
Well, I think the most important thing for the future is that, you know, I always look at head coaches, and you know, let's talk about Pat Shurmur specifically. But I always look at head coaches, and I say, I don't want to judge a head coach until I see if he's had a legitimate opportunity with a quarterback. Hmm. And, you know, Pat Shurmur, until now, where it's starting to look like Brandon Weeden might have a chance long-term to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Even though I was a Colt McCoy supporter, I couldn't tell you, even at his best, whether long-term he was definitely going to make it. I just liked his feistiness. I liked his competitiveness. I liked his accuracy. But, you know, be that as it may, right now you look at Brandon Weeden. In the last couple of weeks, I've liked what I've seen. I've liked what I've seen a lot this year when I've watched him. So, to me, especially an offensive coach like Pat Shurmur, you know, I think it's finally good that he can be judged when he's got a competitive quarterback for his offense playing for him.
And when you look at when you talk about Brandon Weeden, you really can't mention him without talking about all the rookie quarterbacks who are making an impact. I mean, that's a story unto itself with Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson, so forth, Ryan Tannehill. As you now look at where this class is at this stage of the season, Peter, where do you think Brandon sort of ranks with the impact that he's making and in comparison with these other guys?
Well, I think clearly the top three guys, without any question, in some order, are going to be Luck, Griffin, and Wilson. Russell Wilson, in my opinion, has been absolutely amazing. I don't know. Nobody expected this. Nobody at all. And so, to me, when you look at these young guys, you know, I'm going to start with Luck and Griffin, but very, very close to them, I'm going to put Russell Wilson. Then I think after that, I would say Tannehill and Weeden would be close, you know, for number four. And, you know, because I think Weeden has been in and out, as has Tannehill. But a rookie quarterback, you expect that. And, you know, I think all of these young guys, they've just played better than I think any of us could have expected early on.
When you see a quarterback come off a game like the one that Weeden had in Oakland, where, Peter, he was able to really overcome a lot of adversity, those two early interceptions, and then lead a 94-yard drive at the end. I think we all in this business kind of look for those moments that can be defining and see where it'll take a player. Did you have that sort of reaction to his game-winning drive against the Raiders?
You know, I remember last year, Vic, when I was watching the USC-Stanford game, and Andrew Luck threw a horrible interception in the second half that it looked at the time was going to cost Stanford the game against USC. And after that, Andrew Luck played inspired football. So I remember reading a bunch of things after that game saying, well, Andrew Luck's too inconsistent. He's in and out. And this game really hurt him, you know, and hurt his pro prospects. And I thought exactly the opposite. Every quarterback is going to throw interceptions. Every quarterback is going to have adversity. The whole question is, how are you going to respond when you have it? You look at these three good quarterbacks that we've been talking about, the rookies, and you look at them and you basically say, well, every one of them led a drive in the fourth quarter or overtime to win their game this weekend. And that, to me, is the mark of what a good quarterback does. Obviously, Weeden did it on the road in a tough environment against a team with some good defensive talent. So I think that definitely is a plus for him.
Peter King from Sports Illustrated joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Peter, you talked earlier about Pat Shurmur, and I would say it's fair to describe his first two seasons as a series of challenges and hurdles, beginning with the fact that as a rookie coach doesn't have an off season and all that kind of went on last year in various forms with this team and injuries and so on and so forth. And now in year two, where I think things have stabilized a little bit, but he still has dealt with obviously as young a team as you can have, and there's inherent issues with that. But add to that the ownership change. Add to that the fact that Jimmy Haslam is now the owner and took control of this thing during the course of the season, naming the CEO Joe Banner during the course of the season.
Right.
How do you feel that, and I don't want to just make it specifically to Pat Shurmur, but I guess that's a big part of the equation here. But how do you feel when you see this team now in a position to possibly win a third game in a row at this, you know, make this late sort of surge, if that's the right way to put it, to do all this despite what can be a very, very disruptive circumstance?
Well, I remember in the summer talking to Scott Fujita about Shurmur, because I've always really liked Pat. He's a quiet guy. I don't know him well, but I've always liked him because I think his pedigree is very, very good in terms of the way he's learned football, not only just offensive football, but obviously, you know, being in the Fritz Shurmur family, you know, that's going to be good for you, you know, to trickle down on defensive football. He used to hang around with, you know, the Packers when Fritz was the defensive coordinator there and when Pat was much younger. But the one thing I remember that Scott Fujita told me is that he said, listen, he goes, you know, he knows how to do this team. He knows, you know, how to run this team. He knows how to do this job. And I think that he said, you know, the guys in the room have a lot of respect for him. And when you're losing, I think it's hard for a coach to make sure that he hangs on to his team, that he's able to motivate his team, that they're able to, you know, go out and play for him and play hard for him, and they're still listening to his message. So that's the thing that I think is good and credible and is a good sign for the future. And that's why I just think when you look at Pat right now and you look at the future with him, this is a very, very important month. They've got a tough schedule, but what happens if he goes 3-1? What happens if somehow they run the table?
Hmm.
And, you know, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you have to look at it and say, against all odds, you know, this team playing this well down the stretch, he has got to look at that when he makes the decision about how he wants to proceed.
And as far as Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner running this team, I don't think you could call it coincidence. Somebody might, but I don't think that's the right term. They've injected certainly a lot of energy and a lot of a sense of from their first news conference together, where they talked about raising the bar, where they talked about the standard that they want to bring here. Banner affiliated with so much success in Philadelphia for all those years, and Haslam being as successful as he is in another business, but so passionate about football. I just wonder your thoughts on this duo running this team now, and how good do you think this is going forward for the Browns?
Well, Vic, you know, as much as a player and kind of management can say that the owner really doesn't matter, okay, I think that, you know, the ownership of Randy Lerner, it had to be a little bit off-putting for people and coaches, because you just always got the feeling that Randy Lerner was in this for one reason only, and it's because he inherited the team. You know, he didn't want to be in the headlines. He didn't want to have the negative outpouring of, the outpouring of negativity that he had constantly with this team. And so I think he was glad to get rid of it. And I think that filters down to a team. When you know that your owner, because I'm sure that players knew that, look,
our owner really doesn't want to be here. I don't even think he wants to own the team. And it's not going to be that way with Jimmy Haslam. And so I think it's a good thing that they have a, you know, that they've got a fresh face there, an enthusiastic face. I think it can only help the team long term.
The Kansas City Chiefs coming to town Sunday, a week after an incredibly sad, tragic story that we know so well now, and they win the emotional game against Carolina. But Peter, as you look at how Romeo Crennel handled that last week, and then coming to town, now taking the team on the road for this game, how do you see that all sort of working together, and what Romeo's ability is? He got his team to play, and how he did it, I think a lot of us are still sort of scratching our head. But your thoughts on the job he did and the job you think he can do going forward, starting Sunday against the Browns?
Well, I think it's going to be hard for Romeo to keep the job after this year. I think that Clark Hunt is probably going to make a lot of changes in this organization after the year. I don't know that, but, I mean, you know, clearly this is year four of the Pioli regime, and even though it's year one of the Crennel regime, you know, he had to do very, very well this year, I think, in order to think he was going to be the coach long-term. But be that as it may, you know, talking about the immediacy of it, you know, I think the guys on this team, regardless of how they've played this year, have an incredible high regard for Romeo Crennel. And, Vic, you know from having been around the Browns for a while, you say what you want about Romeo Crennel as a coach, but Romeo Crennel is a fan, and just as a person long-term, you know, there's not a more loyal, reliable, dependable guy. And I think he was the perfect guy to have to deal with what, as he told me Sunday night, he said, you know, this thing is not going to be over for a long time, and for some of us, it's not going to be over for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I think you're 1,000% on that. If there was anyone conditioned to deal with something that is so unfathomable, he is the guy. Peter, thank you so much, and we appreciate the time, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
No problem, Vic. Really enjoyed it.
He is the one and only Peter King from Sports Illustrated and NBC, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.